and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 79. Happy New Year, Oddballs! I hope everybody had a good New Year. It's 2024. I hope I had a good New Year. I don't know yet. I'm pre-recording this because, oh my god, the holiday season is so busy for me, as I'm sure it is for all of you guys. But anyhow, I hope everybody had a great holiday season and a good New Year. And happy birthday to you January 3rd babies. It's your day to shine, and we're going to learn a little bit about you. So here we go.
Happy birthday.
The magnetic aura and charm exuded by January 3rd people mask the fact that at their core lies a single-minded commitment to the pursuit of their ideals. Once a venture captures their imagination, they will go to almost any lengths to see it through, refusing to compromise or be deflected from their chosen path. Affable, humorous, and quirky, their highly individualistic characters draw others to them, and January 3rd people can be quick to take advantage of the effect that they have on other people in order to gain their participation in a pet project. This tendency is reinforced if they were born in the Chinese year of the dragon. Such a combination of idealism and manipulative skills makes them imaginative and gifted team leaders, and they will not hesitate to use a whole armory of tactics to ensure that their coworkers achieve a common goal. The quality of wholehearted commitment may be the double-edged sword, however, for it can simultaneously inspire and exasperate others. January 3rd people can become obsessive, so convinced of the rightness of their chosen course that they will ignore alternative viewpoints. Loyalty is a key component in the makeup of January 3rd people, and this applies just as much to their domestic as their professional lives, provided, that is, that their friends and loved ones fall into line with them. Other related features displayed by these people are trustworthiness, reliability, qualities which mean they will not only deliver anything that is required of them, but will furthermore provide a stable environment for their families. Although others can depend upon their support, January 3rd people will suffer disappointment and disillusionment if this loyalty is not reciprocated. Their virtues are committed, charming, idealistic. Their vices are obsessive, manipulative, unscrupulous. Happy birthday again, you January 3rd babies. And let's go ahead and move right on into stories.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I work as a county park ranger, and we have one park that has been around since the early 1970s, with huge trails that go everywhere, from hilly to tree-filled to fields. I have one particular spot that I like to go to get away from a chaotic day, find some quiet, and eat my lunch. Because it's up on some hills and windy, not a lot of people go there. Anyway, one day around 12:07, when I was in my spot overlooking the stables, I noticed something that I hadn't seen before. A very beautiful blonde white woman, and what looked to be like a 1970s-ish white sundress, and she was soaking wet. Keep in mind it was a beautiful sunny day, and the only water in the park that would get her this wet is the marsh. But she wasn't dirty at all, like she would be if she had been in the marsh. She looked distressed, and was cuddling herself, if that makes sense, but also walking quick. First I said, "Hey, how's it going? No response. Didn't even acknowledge my existence. I then said, more concerned, Are you okay? Is someone trying to hurt you? Wouldn't be my first time I've seen that scenario play out. Again, no response. and still didn't acknowledge my existence. I thought, okay, that was weird, and I looked down the trail she came from. Nobody. Turned around to the trail she went to. Nobody. This trail she went down is a long straight hill path. So even if she sprinted down it, by the time I turned around, she could have maybe been to the bottom of it, if she was a Usain Bolt. Next shift, I came back to my favorite spot. And what do you know? Around 12:07, I hear footsteps coming up from the trail. Turn around, and there she is again. Same girl, same clothes, soaking wet, with the same expressions. This time she walked down the hill and around the corner, then again, vanished. About a week after that, I worked again, and I went back to my spot. Lo and behold, 12:07, there she is again. This time I followed her down the trail, and the part that confirmed for me that something wasn't normal was she just escaped my eyesight because of a stupid tree and gone. I did lots of research and couldn't find any stories of a girl from the 70s era dying in the park or anything. But my God, is it weird. Not my favorite spot anymore. Anyone have experiences or thoughts on what this could be? Okay, I thoroughly enjoy this one. This one is pretty freaking awesome, at least to me. Obviously, this person does not think so, just based off of the fact that it's not their favorite spot anymore. But it would definitely be my favorite spot, and now I need to know where this is, because I want to go. And just because there are no records of somebody passing away does not mean that they didn't pass away in the park. And I'm sure this person knows that. But how freaking wild is this? Every time this person goes and has lunch in their favorite spot, same apparition, same time. Oh my God. It's wild. I just like enjoy the fact that the person got up and like went to go figure out where this person apparition thing is going, and then they're just gone. And since it's happening every single, I'm going to assume it's probably happening every day, or at least while you're there, it's happening. And it's at the same time, the same spot, leads me to believe that's probably a residual haunting. Residual hauntings are basically something that is happening over and over again. Whether it's the same woman walking up a trail, soaking wet, confused, or certain movements happening all the time that's at the same time in the same spot, just on repeat. That's like a residual haunting. I would really like to have a psychic or medium or whatever go out there and figure out what happened to this girl, because I'm wondering, I mean, it leads you to wonder if she was murdered or if she drowned. I mean, if she's soaking wet, that would be at least my two thoughts as to what happened to her. I don't know for sure, but it would be interesting to hear like what a psychic medium could pick up on. But anyhow, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts? I'm serious. I really want to go to this place now. I think it's pretty cool. It's also very sad. I feel bad that this person, at least their energy is stuck. Anyhow, we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from Colossal_Alex on Reddit.
When I was 8, my mother and baby sister shared a B-Day, and we were celebrating it. I'm Mexican, so back then, those little parties lasted way into the night. Needless to say, it was dark, and I was jumping on my trampoline that was positioned to the right side of my house looking toward my neighbor's backyard with my cousin. While I was jumping around, playing with my cousin, I remember falling to my knees to rest, and I looked towards my neighbor's yard and saw this white translucent figure. It was kind of deformed, really. I remember it having two deep dark holes where its eyes should be, and a gaping black hole of a mouth opened, and a fourth hole directly in the center of its head. And no, it wasn't small either. I remember it being decently sized. I also recall it having arms, no visible hands, and its bottom half kind of dissolving to nothing like a gradient effect. I remember it so well, yet I only ever saw it once in my life, and probably for roughly a minute, because my cousin and I looked at it, got scared, and we realized it's a ghost. Then we ran to tell our parents. That's basically it, though. Has anyone experienced an encounter like this, or maybe even the same entity? I have had other encounters, like shadow figures and hearing my name called out, and when I went to ask any of my sisters if they called my name, they all denied it. Even though I'm 100% positive, my name was said. Can you imagine seeing something like this as a child? Because what I'm picturing in my mind is horrific. If I could pull it out of my brain and just show you, you would be afraid too. It's the whole deep dark holes where the eyes should be and the gaping black hole of a mouth. And then another hole in the center of its head. Excuse me? Like, excuse me. No! And this person's 22 now, and the fact that you remembered that from when you were 8 years old. Oh my God. No thank you. No thank you. My assumption of this one is a little messed up, and I'm gonna say it anyway. So I'm guessing that maybe this figure was murdered because of the hole in their head, but the fact that their mouth and their eyes are dark. I don't like that. And honestly, I'm really tired of the murder. Can we just stop? I'm not really saying that this was murdered, but now that I'm going on a whole other tangent that, you know, whatever. But can we just stop with the murder, please, guys? Okay, anyhow. The other thing I'm also picturing is like a demon ghost, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's demonic. My brain is in a million places, like I said earlier. And I'm just making shit up. I don't know. It's really interesting nonetheless, and also very terrifying. I'd rather see the girl in the story before this one than this shit. No, thank you. No, thank you. And also what a way to ruin a party. But do any of you guys have any ideas as to what this could be? Or do you have any stories like either story today or any paranormal story in general? Honestly, I have been doing some reading again on Reddit, and oh my God, you guys got some spooky shit out there. I'm gonna stop being weird now, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends, and check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.